Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, February 28, 2008. Eleven Palestinians have been killed due to the Israeli army bombardment of the Gaza Strip, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army killed two Palestinians in Nablus City. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Three Palestinian children were killed and one critically injured when Israeli jet fighters shot several missiles at a group of civilians in Jabalia town, located in the northern Gaza Strip on Thursday afternoon. On Thursday at midday, two Palestinians were also killed during attacks targeting the northern Gaza Strip. Medical sources identify one of the deceased as Abdallah Al-Zouidi, 23, believed to be a member of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement. Four others were injured in the attacks. Earlier on Thursday, the Palestinian medical sources reported that six Palestinians, among them one child, were killed after Israeli air raids which targeted several areas of the Gaza Strip. Mohamed Al-Barahi, 5 months old, was announced dead on Thursday after sustaining wounds on Wednesday evening when Israeli jet fighters bombed the Palestinian Authority offices and its immediate vicinity in Gaza City. One Palestinian civilian was killed and another four were injured when Israeli warplanes fired missiles at a group of civilians to the east of Gaza City. Medical sources named the deceased as Jawad Tafish, 23. Earlier, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, stated that Israeli jet fighters had attacked a group of its members in Gaza City on Thursday morning. Two were killed in the attack. Meanwhile, the Popular Resistance Committees, a Palestinian resistance group based in the coastal region, stated on Thursday that two of its resistance fighters were killed when Israeli jet fighters shot missiles at a group of its members in Gaza City on Thursday at dawn. With the 11 killed on Thursday, the death toll in Gaza since Tuesday now stands at 23. On Wednesday, Israeli army attacks left 10 Palestinians dead, among them three children, while on Tuesday two Palestinians were killed in Gaza by Israeli fire. The Palestinian resistance continued on Thursday to launch the homemade projectiles from the Gaza Strip, targeting the nearby southern Israeli town of Sderot. One Israeli woman and the bodyguard of an Israeli minister were injured. Israeli sources said that the Israeli Minister of Internal Security, Avi Dichter, was visiting Sderot when a Qassam shell landed near his convoy and lightly injured his bodyguard. Meanwhile, another shell landed near homes in the southern Israeli town and lightly wounded one Israeli woman. In the West Bank today, the Israeli army killed two resistance fighters. Palestinian sources reported that two Palestinian fighters were shot and killed on Thursday at dawn during armed clashes with Israeli forces, which had invaded Balata refugee camp east of the city of Nablus. Two other fighters were injured and abducted by the army. Earlier, Israeli forces invaded two villages in the northern West Bank district of Jenin, kidnapping eight Palestinians in the early hours of Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bonora.